Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
She's been dating a guy for 3 months. They have become exclusive, but she is not exactly sure she trusts him wholly yet. So we may have to do a Tinder takedown with her here in just 1 second. Abby, gosh, I knew this was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. Do you remember, this is months ago, I said that I was working out in my gym, and for whatever reason, the week that I was there at this particular gym, they were doing a fundraiser, and they were selling all sorts of merchandise, right, at the gym. And I said, I think I said to you that at the time that, oh my God, and this is like October or November, oh my God, I never do this, but I just bought your Christmas present, and it's awesome.
Yes, and I wondered why I never got it.
You never got it. Well, I'm having some renovations done on my home right now, and I had to put some things in boxes and rearrange things, and I realized that I never gave you the present that I bought you in October.
Better late than ever.
Here's your Christmas present.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is it a Tebow jersey?
It is, and he signed it.
Shut up.
Yeah,
this
man.
Is basically the equivalent of, like, Jesus blessing your wine. Oh, my God.
Do you know how hard I struggled as a Georgia fan to buy anything with Florida on it and with a Tim Tebow signature on it? Merry Christmas.
This is the most flattering thing ever. You know what? Consider it like a one-year anniversary present. This is my 1 year on the show. Not today.
That's
on
right.
Friday.
That's right.
Oh, my God. This is so great. Oh, my God. Thank you.
So better yet. There you go.
Perfect.
And it's got
the way
signature.
You just ripped open that bag, too, with an autographed jersey.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I have my outfit picked out for tomorrow. Catch me in my Florida jersey.
It felt to me like you were ripping the clothes off of Tim Tebow to get to his naked body the way that you opened
it. I would never do that to a married man, especially not Tim Tebow, of all people.
A God-fearing one at that.
Not a God-fearing man, but yes, I've seen him in person. We were on a flight once together, and I did think about wrecking his marriage. I didn't, though, because I'm
did
a...
Did you say anything?
No, I was so scared. He's a big man. Yeah. He is a large human being. I was like shaking in my boots. I was like, it's Tim Tebow. It's basically like seeing Jesus.
I never.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Right. I think that's why people started to dislike.
But only if you're in Florida.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Lauren on here because she's a little confused, maybe feeling a little insecure about this new dude she's saying, and maybe it's Tinder that can help her out. Hey, Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Okay, tell us about this dude you're dating and why you're feeling a little insecure that he might not be 100% honest with you.
Yeah, no. So we've been dating for 3 months. We've just became exclusive. I did see his phone and saw that he has the Tinder app on it. I did ask him about it. He said that he downloaded it forever ago and just never deleted it. And he just said he hasn't used it in forever, pretty much. We met in a cute way. We didn't meet off Tinder. We actually met at a dog park. So I just want you guys to see if he's lying and if he's still active on Tinder.
Mm.
You know, he's never given me any indication that he isn't faithful, especially since he's the one who initiated the whole exclusive combo. So I'm even watching his dog this weekend so he can go out with his boys out of town pretty much.
All right, so as a guy that's never been on Tinder before, so I've heard this excuse a lot, though, that when you're on it and you're using it, it just becomes sort of routine. But then when you start seeing somebody, you don't necessarily delete the app. You just stop using it, right?
Yeah, I mean, every time I've started dating somebody, right, I never deleted the app, but I've also never been exclusive with anybody. So maybe it becomes a little bit different when you get to the third date.
What are the rules? Like, what are the rules of engagement with having a dating app and you become exclusive with somebody? Should you immediately delete it?
I never did.
Removing it from your phone is different than actually deleting the app. Because I know you can remove it, like just the app icon. But I think it takes a little more effort to actually go in there and to delete your profile, correct?
To me, it doesn't matter if it's on your phone. So I had a friend who's now married to this guy, so it worked out. They met on Bumble. And I remember about 2 months into their relationship, he updated his profile. And so that was proof that he was on the app. And so obviously, if you're getting on it, very, very shady. But if it's just sitting on your phone, that personally wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, I've never deleted mine. I wouldn't even know where to find it on my phone right now, but I've never deleted it. So I'm sure if my lady went through my phone, she'd see it.
So if we were going to execute this, again, as a guy that's been lucky enough not have to be on Tinder, if we're going to execute this, what do? We just have, how do you match up and how do we prove if he's using it or not?
Well, that's the thing. So, I mean, I have a friend who has it and Lauren's going to give us his location and she's going to, like, you know, match up location and swipe and see if he's active and if he's swiping on anybody. So it really is, like, just luck of the draw, like, whether or not he ends up swiping with her.
So let me explain this to me. So if you know there's somebody on Tinder, can you seek them out and then swipe? Oh, you can't.
It's just random.
It is like this is going to be a hard get if he is active, because one, he has to be active, and two, he has to swipe right on her.
So you said this weekend he's going to be in a different town.
Yeah, he'll be out of town. I'm watching his dog, so...
Give me that location as well.
Mm-hmm. That's the one, I think, if you're going to mess around, you're going to change
it right away.
Yeah, so, I have the current location. Give me the location of where he's going, and we'll have her try both.
Yeah, no, sounds good. My thing is, like, why initiate that we're exclusive? But I agree. Don't delete your account, but at least I don't want to see it on your phone.
Yeah, don't panic yet, though. I mean, he hasn't done anything wrong yet. The only thing he hasn't done is deleted it. If he's using it, you can get all stressed out, but it sounds to me like you're stressing out about something that might not even be the case yet.
Exactly. And Lauren, we have a guy here who's been in a committed relationship for a while, and he still has it on his phone, and he hasn't used it.
It's very possible that it's just on his phone and he's not using it.
So don't worry about it just yet. Worry about it the next time we call you and say, yeah, you got something to worry about.
Tinder takedown going down tonight, okay?
Okay.
This is all in your hands.
Did you say that he was leaving today, or is he leaving this weekend?
He's leaving this weekend.
This weekend.
So I'll be dropping he'll be dropping the dogs off, like, this Friday.
Okay. Either way, we could start trying to lure him in now. Okay. All right, Lauren, thank you. We'll let you know.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
The Burt Show.